Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for Three and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show
that
everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. 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 All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, even though no one will be behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It's a Good Friday edition. Three now.
Beautiful weather on this Good Friday.
It's Houston Kress. If you're not in Knoxville, it's pouring down rain at the moment.
And lightning.
Lightning.
Thunder. High wind. Other things that come with the storm.
Mm. Well, just in time for you to go fishing tomorrow. Just nice and
exactly. Cold
and rainy. And I saw where the high is going to be 49, I think, now.
Oh, we got a degree back.
Yeah.
Nice. It had dropped to 48.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited about that degree. It's been 80 all week, and Houston hits the lake.
Freeze.
Go figure.
I think the Easter Day weather is supposed to be good, though, right? Moving out.
Probably.
Sunny.
Probably just when I'm fishing. Could be bad.
You could go fishing again on Sunday just for fun, right?
Probably won't. Let's see here. 49. Tomorrow, Sunday, 71 and sunny.
Mm, nice. Huh. All right.
Was it you trying to tell me yesterday it's going to get down to like 55?
Holy Toledo. We just said it's going to get... No, it's like 49 is the high tomorrow.
Where'd the 71 come from?
Saturday.
Sunday.
I think
the whole first
there was
part
a misspoke.
Of the show was about how it's going to be 49.
I've been preoccupied.
That's not our fault.
Get a new computer.
Today, 67. Rainy. Tomorrow, 49. Rainy. Sunday, 71. Pleasant.
You said Saturday, 71.
No,
pleasant.
I said when you asked me
I said
the second
Easter
time,
day.
Pretty,
he did
pretty
say
clear.
Saturday.
I did. The second time.
The second time.
Yeah, yeah. Which I immediately corrected.
Right.
Sunday.
After I called you out.
No, because you weren't listening, because you were wrong.
Dude, I said it was 49. He even said.
We just did 2 minutes on my fishing.
Gonna get
cold
a degree
weather.
Back. Good grief. I was about to make a joke about how bad a show it's gonna be when we're starting off with the weather, and then he made it worse because he's not even listening to the show start about the weather. I was just trying to wish everyone a good Friday.
Lightning strikes the tower. Julia says, yeah, you hear the thunder. I'm like, yeah, I think it was some lightning. Davey's like, oh, I think I can hear the thunder outside. There's an echo in here. Sheesh, Louise. Happy Good Friday, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the sports show, apparently. That's what we're calling it now. Cease and desist, everyone else. Anything interesting happened yesterday? Did I miss anything? We good? Good show. Done. All right.
What do you mean, like Tennessee wise?
Anything wise? Anything good?
I don't think anything really interesting happened Tennessee wise.
All right.
At all.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah.
Well, on the way out the door yesterday, we mentioned that Lamonte Turner had shoulder surgery.
We did.
And that he played all season with injury because he had the shoulder surgery over the summer. Last time, right? So it never got a chance, I suppose, to fully heal before the season started, which is why he missed so many games and had such a bad shot early in the season. But then he kind of settled into it late in the year, especially, what was it, like the last five games of SEC play, SEC tournament, NCAA tournament. He was pretty good. So now, wondering how much that might have impacted him the whole year. And what does this mean for next year for Tennessee basketball if Lamonte Turner is actually 100% healthy? Could he be poor man's Carson Edwards? I don't know. I say yes.
I have not seen a recent update on Jalen Cohn. Speaking of guards.
I haven't either. Haven't seen the update on the 2021 or 2020 recruit who could reclassify to 2019. Point guard. 5'11". Springy. Good shot. Did you see the video of Jordan Bone yesterday, though?
No, I missed this.
He has packed everything. I mean, all of it. And loaded up to go prepare for the NBA draft. Did not look like a guy who's leaving the light on for himself when he comes back to the old dorm room. Looked like a guy headed west or east. Or north, south. But he looks like a guy who's gone. So hopefully you can enter the cone zone, because it looks like Bone is bouncing. Bye, Bone. Man, didn't think that was going to be a topic of conversation all year, to be honest. Never thought he would actually leave, and certainly didn't think he would seem more sure of his decision than, say, Grant Williams, for example. But I guess he just wanted out.
That's, I mean, people kind of, it was almost like a joke midway through the season. What if Grant and Bone leave? No way. No, not Jordan Paul.
No chance.
I mean, yeah, he's good, but he's gotten a lot better.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, get real.
Exactly.
Get real. Troy Elliott says, Davey Hudson is redefining what not paying attention is. He is a trailblazer. You would. And now Troy B, is mad that I couldn't make it 5 minutes without arguing poor Davey. It's amazing how some people side with Davey and the intelligent people side with me every single time. Kidding, Troy. You're smart. So are you, Troy. Davey, not so much. Huh? What?
Apparently Rick Barnes is going to visit with Jalen Cohn this weekend.
Hopefully he's got that contract signed before he makes the trip. Goodness gracious. Who's the guy from Virginia Tech entering the transfer portal?
Kerry Blackshear Jr.
Blackshear.
Can we get him?
That'd be nice.
I hear Florida's trying to really make a push. I don't know if there's much smoke there as far
as... He's really big, right? Like
6'11".
Yeah.
But I can hit the three.
Because you were thinking he wasn't quite that tall. I remember we were talking talking about going into one of their games, and I was like, holy cow, he's 6'11".
Yeah, I was like, he's probably like 6'8", 6'9". Like, nope, he's 6'11", like 270.
I'll take it.
I mean, he's a stud, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah, he's good. I want to say he's first team all ACC this year.
I'll take first team all ACC.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take my chances with that. Unfortunately, Kentucky went out and got a pretty good grad transfer themselves. Nate Sestina.
Sestina. He's from
Bucknell.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good. Average.
Shoots the three.
6'9", 245 senior from Emporium, Pennsylvania. Yes. Shoots the three. Averaged 16 points and 8.5 rebounds last year for the Bucknell Bison. Yikes. Just what we needed. Kentucky loading up in the grad. What are they doing? Get out of our market, man. Get off our corner.
One and done.
Pal.
And the one and done.
I mean, yeah, this is kind of one and done. A little different.
Kerry Blackshear Jr.
Need him.
14.9 points a game. Over 50% from the field. 73.6 from the line. So you can't even really foul him. You can't hack a Shaq or anything. 7.5 rebounds a game. Let's go. What are we waiting on?
What do we need to do to get him, Davey? What's his stuff? What is he like? Is he a bass fisherman? I know a guy. Does he like good food? Know some places. Does he need free food from the coach at all local establishments? Got that one covered, too.
I want to say he's from Florida. I'm trying to fact check.
Yeah,
this.
We're laying
so so he likes theme parks? We don't have Dollywood. We got Dollywood.
But he left Florida to go all the way to Virginia.
Yeah, he hates Florida.
So he wanted to get out of Florida.
Yeah, that's got to be it. And he went to Blacksburg.
Yeah.
Small town, rabid fan base.
Our weather's similar to Virginia. Much different than Florida.
Basically the exact same as Blacksburg, I would imagine. I'd say it's not that different at all.
I actually want to correct myself. He was second team all ACC, but still.
I'll still take it.
6'10", 250. At least here. 6'11".
Yeah, I think he
else.
Used to weigh more than that and lost some weight.
Wow. So he's a dedicated individual. I'm in.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that was the case.
So you might have just made that up.
I remember hearing it, but I might be misremembering.
Fair enough. The Baseballs.
Oh, I watched it.
Do we call them that? Baseballs?
I don't think we've ever.
I've tweeted it out as that for a show topic.
Baseballs?
Yeah.
I don't think people say that, but I kind of like it.
4-2 win on the road at Kentucky last night. We're in the Smoky Grays. Oh, two home runs in the ninth?
It was exciting.
It sounds like it.
Tennessee led 1-0. A lot of times in college baseball, the first night of the series is a quick moving pitcher's duel because you have your number one pitcher going for both teams. Mm-hmm. And with it being Easter weekend, instead of the traditional Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Kentucky. We talked about it yesterday. Kentucky, a team in the SEC East that's near the bottom. Yes, they still do East and West in baseball. So you really needed to at least win this series, if not maybe even try and get a sweep and get back to 500 in the league. Well, it's 1-0 Tennessee forever. And then freaking Kentucky scores 2 to take the lead pretty late. I think it was the bottom of the – it was either bottom 6 or bottom 7 when Kentucky scored their 2 runs. And it wasn't looking good. The Kentucky gone to their bullpen. This guy of the pen was dealing. And then all of a sudden, they hit a little rinky-dink single. No big deal. And then a righty for Tennessee took a low breaking ball that just kind of hung right at the knees and golfed the thing a mile. It hit off the light pole at Kentucky.
Mm.
So that put Tennessee up 3-2 in the – was it the ninth? I thought it was top eight. Top eight, yeah. Top of the eight. So now Tennessee's up. They're going to need 6 outs to close it out. Next batter, bam.
Durkay.
Home run to right by the lefty.
I'll take it.
And Tennessee was up 4-2.
That's just a winner's mentality to get up there and back-to-back jacks on the road in the SEC, the most dominant conference in college baseball. You don't just walk in to the Commonwealth and come home victors. It takes guts. This Tennessee team has guts. You were right. It was the 6th inning.
Okay.
In which Tennessee gave up 2 runs. They led 1-0 after a Ferguson single in the 1st inning. Scored away a run. The name's Charleston. Scored Charleston. That is hard to say. I challenge anyone driving around in their car to say scored Charleston. That actually sounded kind of easy that time. But yeah, led 1-0 to the 6th inning, and then back-to-back yammers in the 8th give UT baseball the win. Jay Charleston is his name, by the way. Congrats to the Baseballs. Do we call them that, though? Is that baseball? Congrats to the baseball team. Tennessee Volunteers baseball.
Tweet us if you like baseballs.
I don't know that I like it. I don't think I like it.
You don't like it?
I don't
You're
think
just putting
so.
The hex on it now?
I think I'm hexing baseball.
I'll let people at least weigh in.
Baseball Vols.
Baseball Vols? That sounds awful. Baseball Vols?
Can't double up.
Diamond Vols. I think that's what it is. I think it's Diamond Vols.
I hate that more. I don't know why.
Baseballs looks diamond. Good on paper, and then sometimes when you say it out loud, it's like, eh.
Diamond Vols? You like Diamond Vols?
No. No.
Bat Balls?
I don't know. Pow. Bang. Homer. Dinger. Boom. Blast.
Kaboom. Yeah. Good Tennessee update, everybody. Baseball, good. Lamonte Turner's shoulder, not good. Rick Barnes, going to see Cone. Tennessee football, that's absent for a while.
Yeah, they'll be reassessing now, kind of picking up the pieces from spring, figuring out, sliding them around.
I guess.
Figure out who's going to contribute. Waiting on Darnell Wright.
I meant to tell you this, speaking of freshman tackles. Did you see that Doug Matthews walked back his starting?
I didn't.
Wanya Moore starting at tackle comment. Instead of thinking that could happen is just foolish or whatever it was he said, he's now saying that must mean he's pretty good if they have him as the starter. It's like, yeah, man.
You think?
Yeah, that's how this works. Did you watch him last year? They weren't very good. So the fact that a newcomer might come in and be, well, better, shouldn't be that big of a surprise. But yeah, he tiptoed it back. He didn't completely wipe it off the board. He hedged his bet a little bit. Mm-hmm. That must mean he's pretty good. Yeah, I thought that was kind of the whole idea of signing a five-star offensive tackle.
But he made the original comments after the spring game. Like, you should have already known
that.
Well,
my guess is he probably got a phone call from someone like, dude, what are you saying? No, like, he's absolutely going to start. He's like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know how good he was. I'll mention that later on the radio. Golly.
We can't even get our propaganda right with this team. Come on.
That's why you just got to do what we do. Like, tell the truth.
I know.
No propaganda.
Can't even, state run can't even get their eggs in a basket.
Just, I hate to see it.
It's a good Easter joke.
Oh, thanks. Walked into that one.
Yeah. Yes. Accidental perfection, really.
It's true.
When's the last time you went on an Easter egg hunt?
Me personally, or took my kids to one?
No, you personally. Unless you helped, then that counts. I may have told this story before. I won an Easter egg hunt one time and had my title stripped.
You probably did cheat.
Did not cheat.
Just knowing you.
Did not cheat. So I'm in, it's New Johnsonville. It's as far west you can go and still be in Middle Tennessee. I got family in Middle Tennessee. I go to their church. They do a kid's Easter egg hunt. I'm, I don't know, 12. But they give us this sheet, and it says you have to have 7 yellow eggs, 5 blue eggs, 6 red eggs to qualify. And I'm like, surely not. Like, surely you just go and run around and grab eggs. Because some kid over here has like 14 yellow eggs, and he's not giving any of them up. So I'm like, I can't trade him anything. And I find the golden egg. And the prize pack for this stupid thing was unbelievable.
Oh.
We're talking balloons. We're talking a kite, a good kite. Other toys, lots of candy. And I find the golden egg, and I sprint back. It was like slow motion. It was like, da, 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 da. Go in, run up to the adult, and I say, I found the golden egg. Did they say congrats? No. They took the golden egg. They stopped the Easter egg hunt, called all the kids back inside so that they could go re-hide the golden egg. Have you ever in your life seen a qualifications list to find the golden egg at an Easter egg hunt? Ever.
No.
It's like a scavenger hunt or something. No, they're just Easter eggs. Like, you just pick them up and find them, and there's candy in them, and you keep them. And then if you find the golden egg, you get the prize.
You should have beat the kid up that had the yellow egg.
I was so upset. I was distraught. I think it was because I was an out-of-towner. I think they wanted a local to win it. They were like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Knoxville. I'm with Beth. Give me that egg, kid. Ruined Easter for me. I haven't been back. That's not true. I go back every now and then.
How old were you at this point?
I was doing like 12. Maybe. Maybe not even 12.
At what point are you too old to hunt Easter
eggs? Well, that's like, it's kind of like trick-or-treating, right? But isn't Easter egg hunting even more for the kiddies?
Yeah. I think
so. Yeah. Like, trick-or-treating, I could put on a pretty good costume and go trick-or-treating this year. Not really feel that bad about it. It's free candy. Who says no to that?
Well, if you're short like me, you just throw a sheet over with
that's
the
what I'm
ghost,
saying. Like,
ghost eye
I'm
holes.
I'm saying I'm 5'11 and, and a half.
Be a big kid.
Yeah, man. Just, hey, how's it going, trick-or-treat? But if it's an Easter egg hunt and you're, like, kicking 4-year-olds out of the way, not a good look. I mean, there's no outfit unless it's just your, you know, your Easter best.
Well, you haven't been in the Easter egg hunt, you know, game in a long time, but
right, because I got too old.
There's age groups now, you know, got to make it fair.
They've broken up the Easter egg hunt.
It's sad. It's like Indiana State basketball.
Man.
Yeah. Divisions and everything.
Really?
The make little Easter tiny egg ones, hunting great again.
The little tiny kids, you don't even have to hide them. You just chuck them out in the yard. You just throw them.
I thought,
big,
yeah.
Big, you know, so they just walk out and go, ah, egg.
You hide that gold one, though. It's a good hiding spot. It was in a half of a solo cup in the woods. Mm. No one even thought to look at it. I kicked that cup over. Golden egg. I remember it.
Was a solo cup party there, or did they litter? I'm like, what?
I think it was there, and they were like, perfect.
Hide it in the trash.
Hide it in this solo cup. That's where it was. Yeah. I mean, everything about that day is vivid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember everything. I remember sprinting back. I remember what the top prize setup looked like on the table right before you go out. It's like they had it, like, as you walk by the championship trophy on your way to the court. That's what this was.
Houston having PTSD from, like, the 1997 Easter egg hunt.
It was bad, man. I was heartbroken. It's a little kid's dream to find the golden egg. I love Willy Wonka. I got all these candy and golden egg references everywhere. And I find it. And it was not, no one else would have found it. I was the only one in the woods. Don't know what I was doing there. Probably looking for the damn golden egg. And they stripped me of my title. Yeah, man, it still hurts all these years later. Just because I was an out-of-towner. But I was also a kid, you know? I was still a kid with a dream.
We always had somebody put like a $10 bill into one of the eggs. And that was kind of like our golden egg.
I think some of these had like a dollar in them. Some of the other ones that I found. I just quit after that. I didn't even go back out and look for it. I forfeited. I hung up my cleats right then and there. I was like, I'm not playing your stupid game. If I find the golden egg and can't win, this game ain't for me.
Did they just tell you you don't have what's on the list? Like, yeah. How did they? That's how they justified this.
Well, and that's what's crazy. So, they wouldn't even let me just continue to try to add the things to the list.
Oh no! That's
what I'm saying. So I found the golden egg, and I was like, "Hey, I found it," and they stopped the game. It wasn't okay, but you got to have the 6 red and the 5 yellow, and I would have been okay. I'm going to go get those.
Yeah.
And I would have taken little Tommy behind the shed and just said, give me those damn yellows, bud. They wouldn't let me do it. They stripped me of my golden egg. They called everyone back inside and went, hid the golden egg, did not take anyone else's eggs out of their basket.
What?
I had my egg stripped. So I quit the game. And they were like, why aren't you playing anymore? I was like, because I already won.
You cheaters.
Now you know what Reggie Bush went through.
Amen, brother.
They didn't replay that season, let him try and re-win the Heisman.
This, just word to the wise out there. If you're holding an Easter egg hunt this weekend for the kids, and one of them finds the golden egg, don't put a bunch of stupid restrictions on whether or not he can turn in that egg. It still makes me so mad. I felt like Indiana Jones when he sees the idol in the temple.
I watched The Last Crusade last night.
And then that big, mean lady was the rolling ball chasing me out of the damn temple.
Yeah, it's more like him having to give the cross back in The Last Crusade, right, to the bad guys.
I mean, we can probably find a bunch of Indiana Jones references. He's a kid?
Yeah. In the beginning.
Or maybe the medallion in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
River Phoenix, R.I.P.
I don't know what...
That
was the guy who played the kid in the third one. And like everyone expected him to have a good career.
Oh.
He died of a drug overdose at a young age.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing the show down.
Yeah.
A lot of biblical references in Indiana Jones.
Did you ever watch Young Indiana Jones, the TV show?
No. Mm. No.
Brad Rose wants to know.
I didn't actually have cleats on. It was a sports
reference. It's a Jonathan Kongbo joke, Brad.
Joaquin Phoenix's brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
That is interesting.
Thank you, Davey. It just got interesting. That the kid at the beginning
of Raiders,
The Last
Crusade.
Was Joaquin Phoenix's brother?
Yes.
The guy's, he's like in a Cub Scout uniform.
Yeah, well,
right?
They go on the hiking trip with the, yeah. the horseback riding, and then right. they find the original Indiana Jones, who's just some guy in a fedora and a leather jacket, and little Indiana sees him and how cool it is that he's finding treasure, and then says, I want to be that kid when I grow up, and he looks just like him later.
He was also in Stand By Me. That's like his first movie that made it big.
All right. Just learning stuff. But don't steal eggs from kids. That's the moral of the
first
segment.
You are scarred for life. And you have told this story before.
I know.
I think I've heard this story now 3 times.
No, twice.
No. Twice on the radio. Maybe 5 times in just life.
Okay.
I think this is your number one, I got screwed story.
I mean, I try not to make a big deal out of it. But it's, some things just stick with you, dude.
Julia,
I had
make a mental note. Next Easter, wherever you are, make sure you tune in.
And I'll be like, so I don't know if I've told this story before, but listen to this egg drama. It's the golden egg. Mm. Why would I not get to keep it if I find it?
It's a big deal. My daughter's in 4th grade.
Why was it out there with the other eggs if I wasn't allowed to find it?
She burst into tears last weekend. Because for like the 2nd year in a row, she got invited to birthday parties at the same time as a bunch of egg hunts.
Oh, no. Who does that on the same day? Birthday parties on Easter?
No, last Saturday. A lot of people have moved their egg hunt to last Saturday, the Saturday before.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Not tomorrow, but last Saturday. In fact, I heard about some churches move their egg hunt to yesterday instead of tomorrow because of the rain. Or today instead of the rain.
Well, the rain makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, heartbroken. Couldn't participate in both. I was like,
I know how she feels.
Like, be happy. You have a lot of friends that invite you to birthday parties.
I know how she feels, man.
But my wife weighed in. She
said, check your privilege.
She said, birthday party privilege.
And egg privilege.
She said 5th grade's the line. That's, you know, you go to middle school, you don't hunt eggs.
She said that
anymore when you're in 6th grade.
She said that.
Because I asked, I was like, well, is this my daughter's last year of egg hunting, you know, 4th grader, getting pretty
so
big.
So, no, she's got one more.
One more.
So, we got to blow it out next year.
One more run.
I've got the perfect solution.
Do you have strategy tips?
Well, I've got a game we can play where you have to find a certain amount of eggs of each color before she can find the golden egg. I want to implement this plan before her final egg hunt of her career.
What happens if you find the golden egg first? Can you still hunt for other eggs?
No, the game ends and you go home crying. That's how that works.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville.
We're on top of our game today.
We are.
We're nailing
firing on all cylinders.
I blame the weather. Front's moving in. It's messing with our heads, our faces, sinuses. That's what I meant by faces. You know, pressure right behind the nose, that kind of thing.
Did you see JT Dirty Birdie's tweet?
No.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
He says,
that lady's the NCAA. I self-reported the golden egg. Punished. Tell the truth. At church. And that's what happens.
You should have buried the golden egg and continued to look until
Had I known that I was going to get the...
You celebrated early. You started high-stepping.
The golden egg!
You started high-stepping, and then you Deshaun Jackson dropped your golden egg on the 1-yard line. You had to finish the list.
No. Listen to yourself. You're defending the list of egg colors. Listen to how stupid you sound. You find the golden egg. It's a hunt. There's not a stair step here.
A lot of times the play of the game isn't the final play. You have to finish it off 4 quarters, Chris.
Not a hunt. If I'm on a bear hunt and he just happens to come stumbling through camp on the first morning, I kill him. I win. He's dead. I got the bear. I don't bear hunt. I'm just for an example. If I'm bass fishing, in my first cast, I catch the lunker. Do I get to keep him? Oh, no, sorry. You had to have a limit first. No, I just put him in the box. Lunker. Win. Money. Egg. Win. Kite. And candy.
Kite. I'm going to buy you a kite for your birthday.
Don't buy me a kite.
When was the last time you flew a kite?
Been a while. I would have flown it every day if I'd won it. I got turned off to kites after that. Might not have flown a kite since.
Kites are no good.
Get out of here. Now, on a day like today, it might not be a good idea. That lightning this morning was
nasty.
Kites, overrated, underrated.
Kites.
Go.
Until 12, they were underrated. Ever since I turned 12 and had a kite stripped from me at a Methodist church in New Johnsonville, overrated.
Yeah, they're overrated. They only really work right at the beach.
That is absolutely 100% true.
Every other
kite. But I think I had a beach trip coming up that summer, and so I was so excited to have a good kite.
Shut up, Binley.
Every other kite I've ever had, you have all these great plans for it, and then it never flies unless you're at the beach. Like, it might fly for a second, but you can't get up into that.
Consistent wind is what you need.
Into the wind.
That's how kites work. People are just...
We did not plan to be on your really? Egg thing for...
Captain Touchback says I'm the Rick Pitino of egg hunts. Vacated title. Hashtag Seth.
I saw it was talking about all the teams that had recently won a national championship in basketball. All started with V, and they were like, well, you had Virginia. Villanova's won two recently. And then in 2013, you had Vacated win one.
Very true. Need the Vols on that list, if you don't mind.
Captain Touchback wants to know how long is a show calls for egg hunts.
Donnie Tindall still can't come back to the NCAA.
Three nap times.
I put a lifetime show cause on myself.
You did.
After that
you
debacle.
Quit.
Embarrassing. Really didn't think we'd be talking about my egg hunt trauma from my childhood this long. But I'm glad people understand the pain that a young man went through when he found the golden egg and was told, give me that egg back. That's what she said.
I mean, what else are we going to talk about? The NBA? I mean,
Golden State bounced back,
won.
Demolished the Clippers. As
Clippers had that one game. Do you remember when they used to have 5-game series to start the NBA?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Maybe we should go back to that?
Well, I mean, not really. I actually think the inverse makes more sense. Since we're talking about fair play with your egg hunt debacle, I mean, fair play, like, at least you should have been told the exact rules beforehand. Like, if you find the golden egg... Don't tell anyone you have to finish the list to win, or if you find the golden egg, don't actually put it in your bucket. Just remember where it is, find the rest of the eggs, and then find it last. Like, whatever the deal was, they should have, you know, made that clear to all the children. It's more important for the kids to have very specific, clear, and concise rules.
Or just conduct an Easter egg hunt like everyone else in the God-fearing world.
I thought
we were going to get a little
Good heated. come on, guys. I mean,
you're about to send eggs to hell. I'm not the one going to hell.
Elaine, go ahead and grab that for me.
You grab it.
I'm not the one going to hell.
But I think if you really want, like, you know, in soccer, they'll play those two-legged ties until they get to the final. And then they get to the final, it's like, all right. If you made it to the final, you must be really good. We only need 90 minutes. We can go to overtime if this thing's tied. I think the reverse actually makes more sense. You protect getting the best teams to the final. If you play 7 games, you can play 7-game series early, then scale it down. 5-game series. The finals could be 3 games. It could be 1 game. Hell, you want to talk about making it a big deal? Imagine the LeBron Cleveland team against Steph and Durant. In a 1-game neutral site Super Bowl.
Got to get those TV dollars, though.
I know. But still, like, it'd be something.
It would be something.
But, yeah, the Clippers have no shot. I mean, it's ridiculous.
No. Now it's just all about Rockets, Warriors in round 2. The Rockets
maybe
pull the stunner?
Probably not.
I don't really want to talk about the NBA.
Like, in hockey, it makes more sense to have the 7-game series all the way through because any of these teams can beat any of these teams. Like, it's just so – the parity's crazy. I mean, the NBA is kind of the exact opposite.
What were you about to say, Davey?
DeMarcus Cousins does not look like he'll be back this season. I think it's a torn quad.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Yeah, that's what they were worried about. Said he'd definitely be out for the rest of this series and probably the Houston series if they made it, and this was what they were really worried about. I mean – What did he only play with him like a month?
I want to say he came back around February.
Oh, okay. So a little bit longer.
Yeah.
They're still going to be just fine. Can leprechauns be girls? Have you ever seen a female leprechaun? Not in real life, Davey. Don't think too hard.
I don't think so.
I know where you're going with this.
I don't
this.
Think I've seen one. I don't know if they... I reserve judgment on whether
I mean, I thought they had to have the beard, the red beard.
In folklore, I have not seen it.
Notre Dame has selected its first ever female leprechaun. For the first time, Notre Dame will have a female leprechaun. I just figured we're talking about Easter eggs and bunnies and magic and Lucky Charms.
I mean, a quick Google search. Eggs. What are female leprechauns called? The first answer, leprechauns are only male.
Okay, now what? Really? Leprechaun? First of all, how do says. They? How do you get two? How do you get another leprechaun? I mean, I'm just saying, like, did they live forever? Were they just created? Are they like, the children of the forest? What's going on here? Leprechauns are only male.
It's funny you ask that because the second sentence of this answer, and I've it talks about how they procreate, but I can't read this on the radio.
Wait, there's a formula here for how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You can't read it on the air. I am on the edge of my seat, wanting to know how we get three leprechauns.
Is this like a Wiki Answers, or is this like some site that's just dedicated it to leprechauns? Like, what website are we even looking at here?
Yeah, what website is this?
It was more of a. Of a reader submission, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
But it was pretty hilarious.
So the first answer to that question is leprechauns are only male?
Yeah. Another person answered in, says, I don't know that much about Irish mythology, but they seem to be all males. Dwarves have the same problem in old Norse legends where all the dwarves appear to be male.
Well, then how is Notre Dame going to have a female leprechaun?
That's a great question.
Do we have to change the name? Is she a lepra lady? Is she a lady con? This seems like a pointless thing to do. First woman selected to be the leprechaun since it became the official school mascot in 1965. Her name, Lynette Wookie, sophomore from Elyria, Ohio. Congrats to her.
Maybe we'll get some more info during the break. Come back with more. Stick with us
right
here.
I gotta figure out how leprechauns procreate.
Let's throw it out. Final segment, hour number one. The Good Friday edition of Three and Out. How did we end up with leprechauns on Easter?
Well, we're the Notre Dame stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Female leprechaun mascot.
Well, you know, there's some, you know, ties. Easter bunny, leprechauns, tooth fairy, you know.
Yeah, but two out of those three are real.
Which two?
A leprechaun is a type of fairy in Irish folklore. They're usually depicted
Wait. A leprechaun is a fairy?
According to
this. No.
They're usually depicted as little bearded men.
Yes. That's not a fairy.
Wearing a coat and hat who partake in mischief.
I thought fairies were all female. Like Tinkerbell and her crew? Weren't those all
female.
Females?
Oh, wait. Hang on. I'm thinking about the new ones.
We need to get some magic world stuff straight here.
I can't remember if there's some guys in the new Tinkerbell movies, but I can't remember if they're fairies or if they're something different.
Leprechauns?
They're not leprechauns.
So that says that in Irish folklore, a leprechaun is a type of fairy.
That's what it says. They are solitary creatures who spend their time making and mending shoes.
Really?
And have a hidden pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. If captured by a human, they often grant three wishes in exchange for their freedom.
What are we after then? Are we after the leprechaun or the pot of gold?
Or the wishes. I mean, you want the wishes,
well, that's what
right?
I'm saying. Everyone says, oh, we got to find the leprechaun's gold. But if I get three wishes, I could just ask for more gold than he has. And other things. Two more, actually. A leprechaun is a fairy? No.
That's what it says.
Nope. Just a little magic man. It's a magic man. And not a woman. Unless you're in South Bend. You ever see the movie Leprechaun?
No. Who's in that one?
Wyrick Davis.
Is it better than Trolls 2?
Yeah, because Trolls Leprechaun 2 is the worst
1,
movie ever.
Leprechaun 2, pretty good. After that, really jumped the shark.
Wait, there were multiples of these?
Oh, buddy. It's a horror movie.
Never watched it.
Oh, man. I just pulled it up. 1993 slasher slash cult film, Leprechaun.
It is Wyrick Davis, right?
1 hour, 32 that? Minutes.
Or Wyrick something?
Warwick? Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis.
Yeah. W-A-R, not W-Y. R-I-C.
So close. It's pretty good for me to remember that from all these years.
He steals 100 gold coins from the leprechaun, played by Warwick Davis, while on vacation in Ireland.
Yep.
Dan O'Grady. Dan O'Grady. Very good Irish name there. O'Grady.
Then things get crazy. Like this leprechaun, not your friendly leprechaun. Mm. He grants wishes. You don't want him to grant wishes.
This thing did pretty well at the box office.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. And then it gets weird. There's one in space. Wait, yeah, I'm serious. Leprechaun in space.
Leprechaun Returns was in 2018. Last year, I missed the release of Leprechaun Returns.
I think there was one. It was Leprechaun in the Hood. I'm not kidding.
Is it like in a hood or it's like in
The Hood.
Is he wearing a hood too?
I think it was Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun in Vegas, Leprechaun in space. Those, I want to say Leprechaun in the Hood might not have been bad. Vegas and space were terrible.
The series is Leprechaun Pot of Gore Collection.
Pot of Gore. Clever.
Yeah.
Because it's like they took gold and changed it at the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You're missing some key elements of the series here. So Leprechaun was 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Leprechaun 2, 1994.
Leprechaun 2 was good.
Leprechaun 3, 1995. I mean, they're just knocking these, putting these
Does
out.
Does it say what they are?
Oh, wait. No, we...
Did y'all
That's what they are. Leprechaun 4, in space.
Yeah.
Leprechaun in the Hood was in 2000.
Told you.
Then in 2003, because I guess that last one was so incredible, Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Holy, they went back.
They even spelled it T-H-A, Back to, and Back to with a 2, the Hood.
Wow.
Have you seen that one?
No.
We should have a party and watch Leprechaun
I am
back
in
to
on
the
Leprechaun
hood.
Party. You just named the time and place.
2014, hang on, I'm not done. Leprechaun Origins. So it went prequel.
Ooh. Oh, that was, I heard that one might actually have been pretty good.
And last year, Leprechaun Returns. This must be some killer leprechaun.
Yeah, he returns. This is like the 8th time.
So he never dies in any of these?
I think he dies in all of them, but he's a magic man, so he just keeps reappearing. See, fairies die.
Maybe he procreates.
Maybe
it's his kid.
Maybe he's got 8 twin brothers.
In my procreate answer here, it says that when they're born, they already have the beard, and they already look old.
And then he goes to cobble shoes.
The first leprechaun was Jennifer Aniston's film debut.
That's right. She was the... Yeah.
Wow.
Holy cow.
You don't get this on any other show.
If you haven't seen the Leprechaun movies, I'm not kidding. Like, do yourself a favor, but watch the good ones first. Don't watch Leprechaun 4 in space first. Don't do it. The first one or two, they were trying to be a horror movie.
Yeah. Okay.
But...
I'm in.
Warwick Davis is so funny as a leprechaun, and they give him all these clever rhymes and like riddles and stuff. And so then it was like, well, we just got to put this guy on screen as much as possible.
Mm.
And so then they start to go to Vegas and space and the
It's
hood.
All Jennifer Aniston's fault. She released the leprechaun 10 years later in the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
Tori Redding was her character.
I think they bought a house and she was out digging around and
he was sealed in a crate with a four-leaf clover.
Yep, she moved the that was it. She moved the clover off the crate.
Oh, they were going to kill it, but the guy who was going to kill it died. He suffered a stroke before he could kill it, so it was just left in this four-leaf clover box for 10 years.
He got mad in that 10-year stretch.
I bet.
He came out, you know what? He was ready to go.
I always thought, it's like Aladdin. I always wondered why Robin Williams, the genie, was so happy to be out. I'd have been ticked.
Yeah, Warwick the leprechaun, man, not happy at all. Oh, it's bad. Some of the things he does with his magic, very sad. He does love potatoes though.
It is kind of scary.
That's how they trick him in one. They offer him a bunch of potatoes.
Oh, big potato guy, huh?
Yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah,
you know, once the famine passed, Boom.
Well, back you've to been the 10 potato. Years in a box. That's kind of like your own little personal potato famine.
Yeah. How stupid. First of all, wouldn't a four-leaf clover be good for a leprechaun?
Well, I think it was just, wasn't it just marked on the box? That's the way it read.
No, it's an actual clover on top of the box, and it has magic power over him.
Oh, to keep him in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe because he's bad, this four-leaf clover is good. They're on. Okay. They counterbalance each other.
Now we're figuring it out. Gotcha. Got it.
Yeah.
What'd you say, stupid?
Yeah.
What's stupid? The idea of the movie?
Yeah, the entire plot.
Yeah, it's awful, but it's also very entertaining. So, when are we doing the leprechaun party?
St. Patrick's Day, I guess.
Wait, what year did the was Leprechaun in the Hood, the first one?
Oh, goodness. The first in the Hood?
What year did the Leprechaun video come out on the internet? Everybody seen the Leprechaun say, yeah. Oh, this is a leprechaun.
Amateur sketch.
Yeah. This is a leprechaun flute handed down from my great-great-great-grandfather, who was Irish.
Gosh, probably 2011.
Leprechaun in the Hood was 2000. Back to the Hood was 2003.
No, Davey, it was way before 2011. Was that video in response to the movie?
What's the video called? What? How would you
I don't know.
Type that in? I'll do some research. Have you done your research?
Is it Birmingham or Montgomery?
Mobile.
Mobile Leprechaun.
06.
Wow. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right after.
Just solving the world's problems. So we've done Easter.
Pot of
Leprechauns.
Collection.
I guess that's it. What's next?
I guess we'll talk some sports.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.